You have to be mekaven by Kriya Shema. So first of all, you have to know a general rule. There's a big machloket, a big argument, if mitzvot tzerichot kavana. Do mitzvot need intent? That a person needs to have in mind when he does the mitzvah, that he is doing a mitzvah and fulfilling a mitzvah. So this is a machloket in the Rishonim, this is a machloket in halacha lemaaseh. Dat rabim rabotein rishonim shemitzvos eina tzrichot kavana. Many hold you don't need kavana. Tahainu, what does that mean? She'en tzrich shichaven bedato keidem asiyas hamitzvah lotzes yidei chayvas hamitzvah. You don't have to think you did the mitzvah good enough. Af l'shit tzu kasvu kama rishonim. Yet even if you don't have to, that doesn't mean you shouldn't. You see the difference? Have to, maybe not. But should, definitely should. Everyone agrees you should. Umi kama, okay? Af l'shitas ha'imim shemitzis ein tzirichas kavana. Even if you hold you don't need kavana, tzarich shit kaven la'aseis ma'isa ha'mitzvah. See, there's different kavanas. One is kavana to be yaitzer ha'mitzvah. The other one is kavana that I am doing a mitzvah. A person is doing something, he's not even paying attention that it's a mitzvah. He's not doing anything. He's just Messiah Lifi Tumo is doing it. He's saying that you need. Tzarich shitkaven lasot maase ha-mitzvah. Rak en tzarich shitkaven likayem ha-mitzvah. You understand the difference? You need to think that you're doing something, right? But if a person is not even realizing what he's doing, he has no intention whatsoever when he's doing it, that's called mitasek ba'alma. He's just doing it. V'lon it kaven af lasot ma'aseh ha-mitzvah, k'gon she'yenafech b'shofar, v'yatz ben et ki ruya, v'yatz yedei chayva. So if a person is fiddling around with a shofar, and he didn't even have in mind that he's blowing shofar mitzvah, that's not good. U'kamay kein ha'inu davka k'shleis ha'kavon afucha. Also, you can't have the opposite. Guy has in mind not to be yaitzer. Also, it's not going to work. Avalim kivim b'dayta b'feirish loylatzes. Because if he did have in mind mefurash not to be yaitzer, af asoyvim shemitzes einzus kavonim moedim shloyatzer yidei chayvus hamitzah. So you don't need to have what intent, but you can't have the opposite to be mechaven lo latzet. This comes up in many different cases. Where people, for example, Svirat HaOmer, right? There's a very big question. Let's say a person is praying early in the synagogue. And it's not the time, the proper time to why? Because it's not Tzeta Kochavim. But he's afraid that if he doesn't count, he's going to forget later. He's going to forget later, right? What happens if a guy leaves the shul, he goes, and then he forgets? So the halacha is, he should have in mind, maybe. And if I remember, so I'm not yotze with this. And if I don't remember, I was yotze with this. So you see, interesting kavana. Very interesting, huh? Here it's a kavana. This is called Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger was the one who discussed this topic of kavana on a maybe. And it's only maybe. Maybe, and if yeah, remember it should be not. Because if I think not, I'm not yoitza. But here I don't want it not. I want it yes. Yes if I don't remember. Not if I do remember. So this is interesting how kavana plays such an integral role in the mitzvah. Now, says the Allah, Chalumas HaRishayinim Anal, Das Ramam, Sim Shishim, Shemitzah, Shrikhs Kavana. Yet there are many that hold that you really do need kavana when you do a mitzvah. Dainu shechaven daitoy koydem asiyas hamitzvah shechaven lotzi chedev halacha kedivreihem. The halacha is you do need kavana by a mitzvah. V'lachein tzarich lizeh tamid koyim shbalas mitzvah shechaven daitoy befeivish shiroitza lotzei shidei chayvas ha mitzvah. And therefore, especially Sfaradim, what do they do l'shem yichud? Chassidim and Sfaradim are very, very much l'shem yichud l'fnei kol mitzvah mitzvah. Now we need to discuss L'shem Yichud. Let's discuss it. Okay? Now, oh, that's the question. You're saying a lot more L'shem Yichud. You know what you're saying L'shem Yichud? Not only do you want to mekayim the mitzvah. You see, there's something called Areini Mechaven, right? Lasot. Hineni Muchan Mzuman Lasot HaMitzvah. But that's not the same as L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud is more. It's about the Shemot of Hashem and all what comes out of the mitzvah. So really, really, you're getting more in your for your money when you say L'shem Yichud. You're not only just saying L'shem the mitzvah, but you're saying also L'shem what's behind the mitzvah and the Shemot HaKdoshim behind the mitzvah. So let's discuss that, because the truth is, Svardim and Chasidim, they say it. Ashkenaz, don't say it that much. You know why? Because the Noida B'Yehuda, the great Noida B'Yehuda said, I forbid everyone to say L'shem Yichud. He was very, very anti the L'shem Yichud. That's why you'll see some people, everything's L'shem Yichud. Even when they go eat breakfast, L'shem Yichud, Kutcha B'Richu, Shindu B'Lechaim, L'chid L'chaim, L'chaim Mitzvahs, Haseya breakfast. And then you're going to have many people, why is everyone laughing? I look around and I see some people are saying L'shem Yichud to learn, and while others are saying L'shem Yichud because they ran to breakfast already. L'shem Yichud. They want a special order. That's right.
You're requesting the shefa.
That's right. No, you're requesting a special order of food. L'shem Yichud Kutcha B'Richu. I'm telling them, so listen carefully. From the actual halacha, you don't have to say it. Because even if you need kavana, what does the word kavana mean? In your head, in your mind. Intention. So why am I saying it? You see? So this is the point. The point is that even if you have to, yeah, even if you have to have kavana, you don't have to say it. You have to say it clearly, right? Wait, so listen carefully. So the question is, why do we say it? Now, besides, if you're making a bracha before you do the mitzvah, that itself shows you have kavana. Once I'm making the bracha, that itself shows that I have kavana. So theoretically, I shouldn't have to say l'shem yichud. Shebevadei abrachi gam ke kavanas hamitzvah. Umikal makayim midas hachasidus loimer l'shem yichud lefnei asiyas kal mitzvah. What do we see from here? A tremendous lesson in musar. A person could do a mitzvah. Still doesn't mean he's mechaven. A person can make a bracha on the mitzvah. Still doesn't mean he's mechaven. A person can be mechaven, and it still doesn't mean he's mechaven. What does he need to do? He needs to speak out clearly. I am OCD, and therefore, I need to stress that I'm hereby thinking. That's really what L'shem Yichud is.
Yes, it is. It's saying, I'm about to do this mitzvah so that the Shekhinah goes to Kodesh Baruch
Hu. That's what you say it says. That's what you say. You see, the difference between you and me is, first I learned the halacha. The halacha is first, this doesn't discuss Shemot. There's not one word of the Shemot over here. The first thing is, it's about Kavana. The L'shem Yichud is here for the purpose of Kavana. So I'm bringing out an interesting point. You're doing a mitzvah, not so clear that you're being mechaven. You're making a bracha on that mitzvah. It's still not enough. And even though I am mechaven, what do we tell you to do? You better speak out clearly. Hello, I am here by now, coming lechaven. What do we see from here? Kavana. Kavana means you need to put a lot of emphasis to make kavana. Now you're right, when you say the L'shem Yichud, there's other things involved, obviously. And you're right that the word itself is with Shemot. You're right, but you can't go there. You have to split the two things. First, you have to learn the halacha, what it says. And then you can say there's deeper and other reasons to say L'shem Yichud. Yes? Okay, so I'll answer you. The answer is, because if you notice the word L'shem Yichud, what does it mean? For the sake, that's not why you're supposed to do mitzvot. You're supposed to do mitzvot kakasha tzivani abore. The simple reason why I do a mitzvah is because Hashem said so. To start doing the mitzvah and talk about only about the yichudim of the mitzvah is a problem. B, he believed that we're talking about things which our mouth in today's time is beyond us a little bit. Which means we are not fit to sit there and talk about the unbelievable Shemot and the miyached the Shemot. So between these two reasons, he had, and this is a famous thing, the Nodeb Yehuda. The Nodeb Yehuda is before the Gra. Nodeb was before the Gaon. It's one of the great poskim, the Nodeb Yehuda. He did not want that we should say L'shem Yichud. And I'm explaining for the two reasons. For reason number one is, because when a person says L'shem Yichud, sometimes, and the truth is, I give you credit because you brought up the example so well. The Mamish brought up the example so well. That's the example. Because here he said it's about on the shame. It's not. The first thing is, yeah, let's get what L'shem Yichud is. L'shem Yichud is Kavana. And you know what Kavana you need to have? Kavana L'shem Asiyat HaMitzvah. If a person has all the other Kavanot, and he doesn't have the simple Kavana, what is it?
We said we're doing a mitzvah. We don't do it. It says, in kolon mitzvot akolot ba.
Okay, so let me read. The first thing you say is L'shem Yichud Shabrichu Shchinta B'dechilu L'yached Shem Yud Hei B'vav Hei B'yichid Shlim. That's the first thing that comes out of your mouth. So I'm explaining to you what happens. What happens is that when a guy reads this, for some reason, what gets lost is I'm doing the mitzvah L'mas L'shem HaMitzvah. I understand that again.
We like to articulate what we're about to do. It's not just, you know, we go in.
So I'm explaining to you.
I think they might have modified it so it has both in it.
Okay. The point being, it's a very simple point. You know, maybe if I tell you this story, this will bring out the halacha a little bit better. They say over that the holy Rebbe, the Kedushat Levi, was a big Rebbe. He was a Hasidic Rebbe. As a matter of fact, he lived in the world of that, okay? He was not Lithuanian from the yeshiva, okay? So they say over that he needed someone to blow shofar. So he tested them. Whoever came, let's see how you know how to blow. And each person, he would say to him, okay, to get the job, what is your kavanot? What goes through your mind when you blow shofar? So what happened was, one guy said he's mechaven krasatan, and the other one said that all the shemot that come from the shofar, one by one. One guy came and said, Rebbe, I'm not that learned. I don't have big kavanot. It's a simple thing. I don't have money for my family. I need a job. And I do it for the mitzvah to get money. He said, okay, you got it. You got the job. You got the job. Okay? It's a famous story for the Kedusha play. What's the point? Sometimes there are people who live in the Olamot, you hear? And they're not living here. First, you got to live here. The first thing is you got to have your feet on the ground, okay?
You say you don't live here.
So listen carefully. I want to tell you more. Before you go, I want to tell you one more famous story. I don't remember which Rebbe it was, but I think they say it was from the Baal Shem Tov, but since I'm a Lithuanian Jew, don't take from me that I know for sure who the story is about, but it's a famous story. And he once wrote down all the kavanot that he was going to have during Tkiyat Shofar. Pages worth. When he came to Tkiyat Shofar, for some, he misplaced it. He couldn't find it. He thought he put it in his, he couldn't find it. So he said, Siman, what's the Siman? This wasn't what I had to have in mind. I should have in mind simply, Shem, and do the mitzvah because you want me to do the mitzvah. That's it. Okay, that's how you look at things. Baruch Hashem. So the point being, that with all the kavanot, never forget what? The simple kavanah. And what is the simple kavanah? The simple kavanah is, L'shem, that's it. That's the simple kavanah, L'shem Yichud. Baruch Hashem. Okay, you hear? Now, im nistapek, im kiven. What happens if a person is in doubt? He's in doubt if he had kavanah. Coming back? You're coming back? You don't want to come back today, huh? Im ist der Pack im Kiven Kodem Asiyas HaMitzvah Shoyse Kidei Lotzes Yidei Chayvus HaMitzvah Me'ikra Din Ein Tzarech Lachzar Ulekayim HaMitzvah. You don't have to go back to do the mitzvah. We come out, okay? Im Efsha Davar Toiv Shiyachzar V'yikayim HaMitzvah Ach La Yivarech Aleha. If you weren't sure if you had Kavan, you should go back to do the mitzvah. But don't make a brach. No brach. Yeah, it's interesting. If you made a mitzvah and you're not sure if you had in mind to do the mitzvah, you should go back to do the mitzvah. The only thing is you don't make a bracha because it's a fake brachot lakel. Yes, Shomrim, there are those that say, Shemitzvah drabanan ein tzrichot kavana. Some say, only a mitzvah doraita needs kavana. Mitzvah drabanan does not need kavana. Yes, Shomrim, and there are those that say, Sha'af mitzvahs drabanan! Tzricha is kavana, that even a mitzvah drabana needs kavana. Sha'is a mitzvah de'lat de'chayva. Yesh, lachush, l'divrayam. So when you read a Megillah, should you say, Harini muchnam zuman? Guess so. I never saw anybody do it. Before they read the Megillah, they say, Harini muchnam zuman l'kayim a mitzvah the Megillah. I don't think anybody does it.
I think people
want to decide
it.
Yeah? You ever saw anybody before the Megillah get up and say, Hini Mucham Zula Karina Megillah? Huh?
Yeah, it depends on the Chazan.
It's interesting. Interesting. It's a mitzvah drabanan. But since it's so clear that you're doing it for a mitzvah, maybe. All right.
Learn so hard, though.
Okay, okay. You need to say it.
You have to warm up the atmosphere.
Yei Shaimim, Shemitzvah Satluiz Bamira. There are those that say that any mitzvah which has to do with speech, for example, Kriyashma Brachas Tzrichot Kavanah. Even according to those that say that you don't need Kavanah. V'yeshomrim she'en l'chalek. And there are those that say, not true. If you hold you don't need Kavanah, you hold, never. Not even for a mitzvah that you speak. V'chein ikar. So if you hold mitzvot en tzrichot Kavanah, do you need Kavanah in Kriyashma? Maybe not, but we're soon going to learn Kriyashma might be a little different. Now, even though we paskin, you do need kavana. Now, listen to the condition he wants. This is what I was telling you. If you want to do later in a better way, הרי הוא מכוון עד שלא לצאת ידי חייבו, ואם לאו, הרי הוא מכוון שלא לצאת ידי חייבו. לכן, and therefore, אם יש לו ספק בדבר, אם יספיק לקריש קרישמה בזמן ברכיסל. Here's a good one, you ready? A guy goes to shul. He doesn't know how long the shul davens. He doesn't know. Maybe it's the shul that drags. And therefore, when he says Kriyashma in the shul, it's already after the Zman. So what do you do? Say Kriyashma quickly. Abi Mechaven. That in case I could do it later in the Zman. So with this, I was not Yotza. I'm Yotza later. See? See how it's the same halacha. L'chein im yesh l'sab adam yasmik l'kri Kriyashma m'zani b'chisel. N'chein shikrenim yad b'li b'chisel. Yatza t'nai. And he should make a condition. Im le ask me Kriyashma b'zmanim b'chaysani m'cham and latsh dechayvus was Kriyashma b'kriyasi ata. Im ask me l'kara b'zmanim b'chaysel. And if I'll have time to read it later in the synagogue in the proper time, tia kriyasi ata kikayre b'tayra. It should be as if right now I read was only Chumash reading. I almost read like I read in the Torah. And he writes a latsh dechayv alok shikrenim uchar v'cheikol yet. Now, yesh aimrim. Now those that say, Sha'af b'isha lachar v'az b'in ishmet z'us kavan m'kak ha'matzah mitzvah b'lai kavan v'resh v'cham v'latzi d'echay v'sa mitzvah Avo mitaych ma'isa Nika shizua kavan v'latzi d'echay v'sa mitzvah. But if, let's say, when I do the mitzvah, it's obvious from the way I'm doing the mitzvah that I'm doing it for the sake of the mitzvah. The guy's reading Kriyashma Shema Yisrael. It's clear that why are you reading it like that? Because you want to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Or he's reading Kriyashma in the synagogue together with the Avarabba, with the Brachot. So obviously, when a guy's in synagogue reading Kriyashma in the middle of Tefillah, the way the Shliach Tzibur, right? Is it obvious that he's doing it for the sake of the mitzvah? Obvious, right? He's not reading Kriya Shema because he wants to go now and read Chumash, right? So some say there you don't need Kavanah. You understand? Even if you hold a mitzvah tzrichot kavanah, but in case it's in a situation where it's clear that it's for the sake of a mitzvah, yeah, then you yaitza. Oy, achal matzah below Pesach. Oy, takim shereshan. Oy, not a lulav. All these a guy takes a lulav on the first day of Sukkot. Obviously, what is he doing it for? For the mitzvah, right? Some say you don't need kavanah. The davka kshlekivin l'shem it's a cloud. You do need to have kavanah. Now, a lot of times you have people that daven ma'ariv early. They daven ma'ariv early. And then they read again Kriya Shema later at night. Right? They announce early, so when you come home, read Kriya Shema. Okay. So it comes out that what he did before, he really didn't have in mind to be yaitz in a mitzvah kriyishma. The era pamacha shispal arvus rekar kriyishma v'chasel balayla. And then one night he happened to read later. Yesh mi shekatz al chalav. Very interesting. Very interesting. I never knew this. This is interesting. Hello. Very interesting. Very interesting. Let's say, guy, you know, there's a whole thing that people daven ma'ariv early. Now, let's say you daven ma'ariv, what's the point? Because ma'ariv, you're allowed to daven early, but yeah, you eat a Kriya Shema early. So what do you do? But you can't daven ma'ariv without Kriya Shema. So you do it, and later on, you'll read Kriya Shema. So if a person always does that, was he yaitza? No. Unless he was mechaven latzis. But you don't be mechaven latzis, because you have in mind to do what? So let's say that one night a week, all of a sudden, he davens ma'ariv late. And he reads Kriya Shema, and he didn't have in mind, you're in trouble. You might be in trouble. Why? Because normally when you daven ma'ariv, you don't have in mind to be yotze. Tonight happens to be you have in mind to be yotze. But you're not really having in mind, because you weren't thinking about it. The guy davens 5 o'clock ma'ariv all the time, right? So he's not yotze. Today's davening 9 o'clock in a chasen. He's davening at the end of a wedding. So since when he davens Kriya Shema, he never had in mind to be yaitz, because the whole time he's never mechamen latzis. He has to be mechamen lehedya. He in the nimucha, tonight I want to be yaitz with my Kriya Shema. Because normally he doesn't do that. Normally when he reads Kriya Shema and Ma'ariv, he's used to not doing it. He's used to think. Himself, he wants to be yaitz at Kriya Shema. Because normally when he reads Kriya Shema, he doesn't have in mind to be yotze. But that's what I'm telling you. It's a nice chidush. You would say, of course he thinks to be yotze. He says, not like that. Yesh mi shekatav. He's bringing lalacha. There are those that say, shetzarich lechaven beferish umlav lo yotze. It's an interesting chidush. It's a big Rav David Yosef. He's not my guy. He's your guy. You guys have... Just kidding. Point being, he says, what do you want from me? That's what he says. And he says, "Vimlav lo yatz." It's a big halacha, yeah. Chidush nivla, huh? What are you saying?
He's converting Ashkenaz guys one by one.
What? There's no drabbana. When a guy reads Kriya Shema before, it's just in order she should pray Ma'ariv. He's not yoytz in the mitzvah. He's not yoytz in the mitzvah. And every night he has in mind to come back to read. Okay. One more later, I see he's ready to leave, so let me finish one more long. Yeah? Hakore kriyat shma. Milvach tzarich lechaven b'dato koidem ha kriyat shkai mitzvah say. Besides that he's mekayim the mitzvah of kriyat shma, tzarich gam lechaven dato b'pasuk rishon lavim mashimoy tzibisvasa. You see? I told this to you. There's many things about kavana. One is kavana to be yaitza. The other is kavana what you say. You need, by Kriya Shema, both things, to be Mekayim, the mitzvah, and what you're saying, Shema Yisrael, Amikabel, this thing, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Mimnei Shepasuk Rishon Yesh Bo, Ikri Kabbalah Zomazor Yerushim Ezbar, Vimlo Kimem Pasuk Rishon, and if let's say a guy was not Mechaven, Tzarich, Lachzor, Ulo Omroi, Bekavono, yes. So, practical example, they were not Yaitzah. They're practically not yaitzer. and do not know what they're saying, they were not yoitz of this mitzvah. No one mekabel malchus shemayim. Okay. Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to discuss Bachav a little later on. Kavana b'paskrisha kriyashma v'sham yivur dimish lakim b'paskrisha kriyashma k'etzi yinay v'savim k'yiv paskrisha. Okay, so Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with this halacha. Okay.